Homily for Monday, January 25th, the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. The scene of Paul on the Damascus Road is dramatic. There's brilliant light, falling off the horse, and a voice from heaven. Truly dramatic. It's also a world-changing event. Without Paul, the shape of the church, the shape of our faith, the shape of our lives, they're just hard for us to imagine without him. Paul's missionary journeys, his letters to the small Christian communities, they have shaped us and continue to shape us. So, we're grateful to God for Paul. As we celebrate his conversion, I'd like to focus in on the core of Paul's experience of Jesus as risen Lord. We know all the drama, but the core event, I think, is this. Paul asks, "Who are you?" And the response comes, "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting." If we listen, simply listen, Paul is hearing, "The one you are persecuting loves you, Paul." What Paul experiences on the Damascus Road at its core is not only a love that forgives, but also and primarily he experiences a lover who forgives him. Forgives him for all his acts of religious persecution and cruelty. Paul encounters a person who does not allow sin to get in the way of his love. Paul experiences forgiveness for sure, but more basically, he experiences a forgiver, a real living, loving forgiver, the I behind the forgiveness. That's what we must remember and celebrate today. Paul came to know the risen Lord as the loving forgiver who identified himself as Jesus of Nazareth. It's the same Jesus who comes to us in the Eucharist as our loving forgiver. And it's the same Jesus whose Spirit empowers us to forgive others as we have been forgiven. In doing that, in letting Jesus's Spirit shape us and our behavior, we become the body of Christ, his down-to-earth extension. We bring the risen Lord to others as we bring them forgiving love, as we do not allow their harm done to us to stop our love for them. It's this openness to the Spirit that lies at the heart of Paul's conversion and lies at the heart of our own conversion. Openness to God's Spirit allows us to become present to God's presence, present to our unconditionally loving lover. It's the same openness I find so beautifully described in Psalm 27. I can well imagine Jesus praying this psalm as he faced the hate of the cross. And Paul for sure must have prayed it as he met constant threats on his missionary travels. So please, let's conclude our reflection on Paul's conversion by listening to Psalm 27. God is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Love is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When fears assail me, rising up to accuse me, each one in turn shall be seen in love's light. Though a multitude of demons rise up within me, my heart shall not fear. Though doubts and guilt do battle, yet shall I remain confident. One thing I asked of God, that I shall ever seek, that I might dwell in the heart of love all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of my beloved, and to know love's plan. Hear, O my beloved, when I cry aloud. Be gracious and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart responds, your face, my beloved, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not turn from me, you who have been my refuge. Enfold me in your strong arms, O Blessed One. Though my father and mother may not understand me, you, my beloved, know me and love me. Teach me to be love as you are love. Lead me through each fear. Hold my hand as I walk through valleys of doubt each day, that I may know your peace. I believe that I shall know the realm of heaven, of love on earth. Wait for the beloved. Be strong with courage of heart. Yes, wait for the beloved of your heart.